The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Marks and Spencer's have announced that they have a new cornflake that has only one ingredient, that being corn, which they flake. Sarah Keogh is with us. She's a registered dietitian at eatwell.ie. Sarah, we are also used to seeing ingredients lists that are as long as your arm. Is this a great advantage in terms of health and diet?
Well, in terms of whether it's healthier or not is one question. It's certainly the trend at the moment is that consumers in general are like, we want fewer ingredients, we don't want food additives and all of that sort of thing. So you're going to see a lot more products where, you know, companies are really trying to trim back on what's in them. But I suppose what I would say about it is great, Marks and Spencer has done it, but we probably don't, you know, we don't need to be as frightened by long ingredient lists as, you know, people on Instagram and TikTok might lead you to believe. So great for Marks and Spencer's, but it doesn't mean everything else is bad.
What about e-numbers?
So e-numbers get a huge amount of confusion. They just are things that are added to food to do different jobs in them. But people have this idea where anything with an e-number is automatically artificial and bad, which is not the case. They're actually very carefully regulated. So we're not allowed to use any food additives that have not been thoroughly tested by the European Food Safety Authority and checked, and they're rechecked all the time. You know, stuff turns up from time to time for different things and they keep an eye on them. But once they're actually permitted in foods, there is huge research behind them. And, you know, the idea that they're all artificial is not accurate. I mean, you have things like, you know, if you look at some e-numbers, like E300 is actually vitamin C, E307 is actually vitamin E. We have things like lutein and lycopene, which are antioxidants, and they'd have an e-number as well when they're added into food. So it's important not to look at anything that has an e-number and say, okay, that's wrong, because actually most of them are totally natural things that you have naturally in things like tomatoes and spinach that you're eating anyway.
What then about things that sound worryingly scientific, like a sodium citrate or a xanthan gum or a monosodium glutamate or any of those?
So again, once they have an e-number, they've been checked and regulated with that. And the thing about it is, it sounds very scary, but if you actually go online, you can download the ingredients that make up a strawberry. And it's really worth having a look at the whole list of literally the what we say are chemicals that come together to make a strawberry. You're not going to be able to pronounce most of them. So it's just that with foods, just because they have sort of a sciencey name or something you're not familiar with, doesn't automatically mean that they're bad for you. And it's just, it's a bit of a lazy way sometimes to kind of get attention around foods. Go, oh, when you throw out something like methyl cellulose and it sounds very scary, which is just fiber, you know. I get a lot of questions about that with it. And I think while we absolutely do have to keep paying attention to food additives and always updating and looking at the science on them, they're not anything that we need to be sort of panicked about.
Well, how do you square that then with what we have been told for aeons at this point, that whole food is what we should be into and it should be sort of single ingredient that you can lift off the shelf and put in your basket? How does that fit with multiple ingredient and multiple e-number food?
So where you're going to look at is that absolutely the best and healthiest way to eat is going to be your whole foods, where you have, you know, a plate full of lovely fresh fruit and vegetables or frozen fruit and veg, where you're kind of cooking most things from scratch with it. That's going to be really good. But the reason, it's not because they don't have food additives. The reason that they tend to be better is that there's a little less processing with them, and so there's a little more nutrition. It doesn't necessarily mean that food additives are bad for you, if that makes any sense. So, you know, the more a food is processed, you know, if we get all the way down to maybe some foods that would be classified as ultra-processed, there is a reduction in the overall nutrition from that compared to you sort of sitting down and, you know, grilling a piece of fish for yourself and having a big plate full of broccoli. But it's like anything, if they're part of a normal healthy diet, they're fine. If you're getting most of your nutrition in from kind of your whole foods as such, it's absolutely fine with to do that. And the thing, again, is we often add things into our food without thinking about them. You know, again, you pick up a pot of soy sauce or you're putting, you know, different kind of stock cubes and stuff into what you're cooking. Those things are in there all the time. You know, the main thing is that when we talk about even processed foods, is that generally when people think of processed foods, they think more about kind of your biscuits and your cakes and your treats, which are lovely to eat, but they're not contributing a whole lot of nutrition to us. So yeah, if we can lean into having our fruit and veg and we can have our, you know, our freshly cooked meat or fish or, you know, beans, lentils, those kind of things, definitely the best. But it doesn't mean that everything on the shelf that has more than one ingredient is going to be a problem.
Are there any of those ingredients that worry you as a dietitian? Because you see ones that get a very bad reputation, possibly faddishly, MSG being one of them, aspartame has got an awful lot of attention. Are there any of those that set off a red flag for you?
I mean, I'm glad you mentioned MSG because that was one that's had this huge negative attention for a long time. And it's, you know, and I'm going to get into trouble when I say this, it's actually fine. it doesn't do anything. And, you know, for years I'd have people followed on the last time that MSG was kind of the big baddie coming in going, I'm allergic to that. And then they'd be saying, well, I'm eating Parmesan cheese and soy sauce. And you're like, but that's stuffed full of MSG and naturally, and it's just naturally occurring. So, you know, it's in food. So people sometimes do get carried away with it. I mean, one that we do look at and that we are concerned about is one of the preservatives that we see in sort of processed red meat. So the nitrite's in there. And we know that there's a very small increased risk of colon cancer with that. Now, it's a small, it's there, it's well determined. So, but the problem is there isn't an alternative for that as a preservative at the moment, but there is huge research going on to find a replacement for it. So that is one. That's why we'll see at the moment recommendations. Definitely not to ban processed red meat, but maybe just a little less often with it.
Sarah, thank you so much. Sarah Keogh, registered dietitian at eatwell.ie.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.